Don't worry, no one is having a perfect holiday, not even Santa. The latest trend is to get depressed around the Yuletide. Part of it is that secular chic, a suspicion of anything that might remotely smack of sacred, but mostly it's that none of us have ever had that magical Christmas slash Hanukkah slash Kwanzaa slash solstice, and we're tired of wishing for it. We've grown up on It's a Wonderful Life in the Hallmark Channel, and each of us has secretly hoped for that last-minute holiday miracle with the family gathered around the hearth, all our problems solved, and a perfectly roasted turkey. Only instead of the Waltons, we got the Bunkers. We got Aunt Bee drinking one scotch too many and Cousin Janie dropping the good china and Father Fusco preaching for so long at midnight mass that the altar boys fell asleep. And every year that our father's army regiment did not show up at a country inn in Vermont, we each felt that we were the only misfit left on the island of toys. The snow always looked whiter on the other side of the fence. Albert Einstein said that you either believe nothing is a miracle or everything is. So this year, if the cinnamon rolls don't burn, I'll call that my miracle. I'm focusing less on the magic and more on the charm. Here's the cure for the holiday blues. 1. Do something good. It makes you feel smug. 2. Hang out with a child, your own if you got one, but if not, any child you can reasonably convince to call you uncle. If all else fails, you may borrow mine. 3. Lower your expectations. Only by thinking of this day as any other day can you make it the best day of the year. Enjoy the baby with the flu, the husband complaining that dinner comes in the middle of the big game, and even the dog who is convinced that he needs to mark your indoor tree. Enjoy being part of humanity. Be the last person on your block to take down your tree. May your holidays be flawed. With a perspective, this is Kevin Fisher-Paulson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.